line with Katzenjammer Keith McHenry. Don't ask me what Katzenjammer means. Look it up in your dictionary. Keith, you are down there at Food Not Bombs. It's Saturday the 7th, I guess.
And, yeah, May 7th.
And you're in an area which I'm not sure what Scott Collins had to say about this or not, whether it's going to be, you know, in an area that's going to have blue boxes around for you to continue giving away food, because it is something of value, and that would be vending in a certain way, and oh, no, no. But in any case, there is a thing coming up at City Council on Tuesday that you intend to be, should we say, expressing your displeasure with?
So what we understand from talking to Michael Posner, the city councilor, is that things like jewelry, stones, textiles, many other crafts and things that people traditionally sell. You know, we have like, Scarf Lady, who's been out here for years. You have all these different people that make things and sell them could be banned from Pacific Avenue. And they're already doing the whole campaign of, like, they just were harassing a bunch of people this morning, apparently. A person actually brought a blue box to put his feet in.
Oh, and, really?
So there's all kinds of, fortunately, there's becoming a lot of creativity in trying to organize surrounding this new ordinance that, or an ordinance that they're developing. It already exists, but they're making it worse. And so we had a couple of weeks ago at City Council, Scott Collins, who works for the city manager's office, made a proposal, and he described how they had just gone out and taken away a lot of blue boxes that they had put out. There had been an ordinance passed where it was supposed to be 61 blue boxes, although for whatever reason they put out 63, according to Scott Collins. And then they removed them down to 24 blue boxes, according to him. And they said just people weren't using them, or they're too close together, or they weren't in the right places, and that's why we removed them. And they did no conversation with, with public or with city council.
Keith, we've covered a bit of that in previously, and this is a very long show I'm doing on this Sunday show. I did have a long conversation with Tom Noddy about this, the bubble blower and the guy who's trying to defend the rights of street performers, and I was reading to him the ordinance, and one aspect of the ordinance which talks about examples of items that will be banned under the commercial vending ban include, and the very first item is food. That's the first item. Food, housewares, appliances, articles of clothing, hats, scarves, sunglasses, auto parts, oils, incense, perfume, crystals, rocks, geodes, lotions, candles, jewelry, jewelry holders, toys, stuffed animals, glass and metal pipes, and any vaping device. And I also assume clothing, because I believe the only thing that's allowed the following items. Those which have been created, written, or composed by the vendor or performer, books, audio, video, or other recordings, paintings, photographs, prints, or any other items inherently communicative. This is their key criterion, even though the city attorney keeps saying, we're not trying to define what art is, but they say the law that they're proposing, according to the staff report by Scott Collins and according to the actual ordinance that's being presented at this upcoming meeting, is any other item that is inherently communicative and is of nominal value or utility apart from its communication is okay. But if it has any nominal value or utility, like you can wear it, let's say, apart from its communication, and they're going to use that as the criteria for banning the item and calling it a commercial item banned under the commercial vending law. Now, I would like to get an upcome. I don't have a lot of time in this interview. An update, I should say.
We know that Dobbs and Alex were arrested on May 1st, and there's a video on Indy Bay that shows the arrest.
I saw
they
that.
They were selling their paintings, but refusing to go in the blue box. And the U.S. Constitution claims that then.
Have you talked to Alex?
Right.
Have you talked to Alex and Job? Because I'm familiar with all those arguments, and we've actually gone through them ad infinitum earlier in this program. But I'd like to know if you have any new information from either of these guys or new information about what's happening on Pacific Avenue in the last week that you want to pass on.
Well, the main thing is that many people go by and they say that they don't want, you know, that their cops are enforcing the ordinance as it's being proposed, not as it's been passed. And so there's a lot of harassment of people. The big thing I would say is we need to get people to come out on Tuesday night. We're going to share free food at the outside city council before they read this, second reading of this.
It's actually the first reading, not the second reading.
Is it the first official reading? The last one was a staff report or something?
So we're trying to get
people out for that, to protest that. And then the other thing I'm trying to do is to organize resistance where we have people who are willing to be outside the blue box doing art up and down the street in some mass way and just keep pressing it. And then you have like a buddy who's, that knows that you're being busted, keeps track of it, keeps track of your pets, waters your plants, things like that. The sort of the old anti-nuclear system of legal support. And trying to challenge it. So I'm encouraging that as well. But main thing is to get out there on Tuesday.
Now, so this
and I'm hoping we can get people mobilized.
This is something that in the Pacific Avenue part of it. In the past couple, three or four months, you've had to avoid Pacific Avenue because part of your probation requirement, because you yourself were found guilty of putting dots on the sidewalk to restore blue boxes that have been taken away and even to create a few new ones. Very creative of you.
I actually traced exactly the L's that they used to delineate a box, and I put 33 new boxes out there, which they did talk about at the last city council meeting.
Yeah,
they attributed it to vandalism.
Yes, you are the master vandal, or someone was. Yeah. They didn't specify why give you the publicity. But in fact, if you are on Pacific Avenue, and you were, I guess you walked up and down Pacific Avenue distributing leaflets because you felt that did not constitute loitering on Pacific Avenue, banned by the terms of your probation, but you talked to a judge,
right,
and the judge said you could cross over Pacific Avenue, you just couldn't loiter. However, you didn't. Are you going to be able to walk up and down and supervise or be supportive of protests? I guess that'll be a real question if those protests
we'll
ever get going.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes, because, I'll try that, see what happens. I don't know what will happen.
But, I'm not clear. I did get a response from Scott Collins by email. He's refused to meet with me personally. Or declined to meet with me.
But he's kind of claiming, it seemed like, they're not going to bother us, bombs, and somehow they've decided it's not part of their little zone, even though that kind of goes with what they say is their exclusion zone.
Yeah, well, they say anything between Water and, I think, Laurel, and all side streets, up to Front Street on one side and Cedar Street on the other, are included in zones whereby if you aren't in a blue box, even if you're engaging in First Amendment activity like, painting, showing your paintings or performing musically, it's illegal, even if you're creating no other problem. And so that would include food and bombs even in the boxes because it would be considered commercial vending. So I suppose, though, if you're outside the prohibited area, like if you were a block further over and they're considering, you're not a block further over, you're on the side street between Front and, Pacific and Front Street. I'm sorry, between...
We're right at the intersection of where Front and Pacific intersect with Mission.
Right. Right, that's true. So maybe, that's a good point. Maybe you are not because, you aren't on Front Street. I mean, you're on Front Street, but you might be construed on the other side of Front Street.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So maybe, but it's certainly true that if you attempt to provide food anywhere up and down Pacific Avenue, that would be banned. So when Huff comes out to provide coffee, it's going to be subject to commercial vending, even though it's not selling anything at all.
Yeah, we did get away with this. Myself did not do it, but... Some other food and bombs activists did a table and gave away a huge amount of bread, like 3 days ago Wednesday.
Well, remember, the commercial vending law has not been put into effect yet.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen in 6 weeks if it passes a first reading on Tuesday and then a second reading 2 weeks hence. Then a month after that, it will become law. And that is the likely progress of this law, unless, you know, all four of the five council members have a stroke or, you know, suddenly experience a religious transformation. Anything else, Keith, because I've got a roll on you, unless there's something you want to say this further.
That is a main thing. I mean, I've been communicating with Minsk for that bombs, and Belarus has been just sent an email, a video of a homeless man being beaten brutally by a cop in a subway station, and then...
And where can we find that? Where can we find that? Where can we find that video, Keith?
That is on... Where is that? That you would have to email me, keith@foodnotbombs.net, because I haven't posted it on foodnotbombs.net yet, although it will go up at some point.
I think we're going to leave
it. It's on foodnotbombs' Facebook pages like crazy.
Okay, we're going to leave
it's
it
really
there.
It's a tragic thing.
And you can, of course, you can check out the Food Now Bombs Facebook page in Santa Cruz, which is titled what?
That's santacruz.foodnotbombs.net.
Okay, that's the website, I guess.
Yeah. That's the website. And then you can call 575-770-3377. And... mainly I was hoping people come on Tuesday. We're also, you know, of course, trying to build a coalition of street performers and artists with the...
vendors?
Beach flat, you know, the vendors with the beach flats, garden people, with people trying to save the bus routes, which are cutting bus routes, and the people that are trying to stop the... high-density housing and...
How about those people paying exorbitant rents, perhaps?
Exorbitant rents. The whole, basic city council agenda to really drive the poor out of town. So that's on Tuesday. I'm going to be there at 4, no later than 4. I'm hoping people show up like crazy and go into city council. And that during that time, we plan the mass art in on Pacific Avenue.
Thank you, Keith.
And I think we just got to keep up the pressure on Pacific Avenue. Like, otherwise, we need to make it so that it's just so stupid and embarrassing. But I don't know if that will work.
We'll find out, and I'm going to leave it there, hombre. Thank you for...
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye. And, yeah, show up at City Council, though, of course, they will have the usual... yellow tape or signs up, the lanyards prohibiting most people from being in the courtyard near City Hall. They've removed all the grass so people can't really lie down and be comfortable at City Hall again. And of course, there will no doubt be the usual armed thugs in uniform stalking about or standing about with a friendly smile. But that's still, City Council starts, it actually starts at 2:15 on Tuesday. But the item on the City Council agenda, I believe, is item 21 on at City Hall. And it is, let's see, I got to go back and find it. Yeah, it's the last item on the City Council agenda, the afternoon agenda, likely to happen at 3:30 or 4. If you want to be sure, come at 3:15, I suggest, although it's not a promise. And I will see you there unless I'm coughing my guts out at home because I got this nasty cold, which may be better by that time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. It's kind of been music-free, but I'm glad that you listened in. We had a lot of really good interviews, and if you want to give any more information or you want to volunteer to help with any of the projects you've heard discussed on here or get involved with civil rights for poor people, call the Huffline, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, at 831-423-4833. And I will be at Freedom Sleep 44 briefly. That's going to be at City Hall. It probably starts at 5 o'clock on that same day. That's the 10th. That's the Tuesday coming up, 10th of May. And there'll be a Huff meeting the next day on the 11th at 11 o'clock at the Sub Rosa Cafe. And I'll be there as well. So see you there, maybe. Bye-bye.